It's interesting because when I first did the role in 2011, I remember calling Jake and saying, why have you marked this ending a cappella hymn, you know, joyously? And, you know, he wanted it to be sung with a smile. I couldn't understand it. But then as I went through the rehearsal process, finding that journey and understanding what her mission in life is, and having been that person for this man, of course, that causes great joy and relief. And I think that's where it comes from. I mean, it's a beautiful way to start and end the opera, to allow us to see how lost she is, watch this journey, and then at the end, feel her relief and understanding, this is what I have to do to move forward. It's certainly not joy to see him die. It's not joy to finally be done with all this stuff, you know. It's joy in moving forward and having helped this person. So it's a really beautiful closure, I think, which is why it's an extremely difficult moment for me, because, you know, I'm very invested in this character. But then watching him, this person, David, who I've grown to respect and care about, in this position and saying these words, it's hard not to relate it to yourself. How would I feel in this moment? And my tears are completely sincere, especially when he says, I want to ask the parents to forgive me. I mean, I lose it every time. So when he's leaving us and I am approaching him to sing this final hymn and I cross myself, all of the tears are completely sincere. It's not just a moment of we're done here and they want to see tears. It's a true cry. It's a true sense of relief, and how amazing that must have been and how challenging that must have been for Helen in that moment. But to really be empathetic and feel that, I think, is why the audience leaves feeling the way they do.